Всем привет!
Eddie here. Lower Intermediate Series Season 1, Lesson 2. Where are you going in Russia? Hello and welcome back to RussianPod101.com, the fastest, easiest and most fun way to learn Russian. I'm joined in the studio by...
Hello everyone, Oksana here.
Welcome to the second lesson of the Lower Intermediate Series, your second little step up to the Russian language.
So, as we have already told you, the first five lessons are dedicated to a family with two children, the younger of which was just turned 10 and got a very exciting present for his birthday, a trip to a summer camp for 2 months.
Yegor, our boy, is очень рад about his present and is looking forward to his 2 crazy months of freedom, no parental supervision. But, unfortunately, today's lesson brings a little disappointment to Yegor. Or we can say he will pay a certain price for his free birthday cheese.
Let's listen to the conversation and find out what it is.
Мама, а когда я еду в лагерь?
15 июля. Вика едет с тобой.
Вика, я еду в лагерь со старшей сестрой. Но она мне испортит весь отдых.
Не испортит. Просто если вдруг что-то случится, она будет рядом.
Она всегда будет с мной ездить. Между прочим, эта поездка мой подарок на день рождения. А ей она досталась просто так? Так нечестно.
Once again, more slowly.
Еще раз медленнее.
Мама, а когда я еду в лагерь?
15 июля. Вика едет с тобой.
Вика, я еду в лагерь со старшей сестрой, но она мне испортит весь отдых.
Не испортит. Просто если вдруг что-то случится, она будет рядом.
Она всегда будет с мной ездить. Между прочим, эта поездка мой подарок на день рождения. А ей она досталась просто так? Так нечестно.
Once again with the translation.
Еще раз с переводом. Мама, а когда я еду в лагерь?
Mom, when is it that I'm going to the camp?
15 июля. Вика едет с тобой.
The 15th of July. Вика is going with you.
Вика, я еду в лагерь со старшей сестрой, но она мне испортит весь отдых.
Вика, I'm going to the camp with my older sister, but she'll ruin my whole vacation.
Не испортит. Просто если вдруг что-то случится, она будет рядом.
She won't. It's just if something happens, she'll be there for you.
Она всегда будет со мной ездить. Между прочим, эта поездка мой подарок на день рождения, а она ей досталась просто так? Так нечестно.
Will she always go with me? By the way, this trip is my birthday present, and she got it for no reason. It's not fair. That's a bummer. Yeah, when you're 10 years old, the person you want to take orders from the least are your elder brothers and sisters.
I guess Igor's reputation in the family is not crystal. He's not the most well-behaved boy, sort of Russian Tom Sawyer.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary Igor uses to express his indignation.
Старший.
Older, elder.
Старший. Старший.
Next.
Испортить.
To spoil, ruin.
Испортить. Испортить.
Next.
Весь.
Entire, whole, all.
Весь. Весь.
Next.
Что-то.
Something.
Что-то. Что-то.
Next.
Случится.
To happen.
Случится. Случится.
Next.
Рядом.
Near, close.
Рядом. Рядом.
Next.
Всегда.
Always.
Всегда. Всегда.
Next.
Между прочим.
By the way, for your information.
Между прочим. Между прочим.
Next.
Достаться.
To get.
Достаться. Достаться.
Next.
Просто так.
For no particular reason.
Просто так. Просто так.
Next.
Честно.
Really, honestly.
Честно. Честно.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word was...
Старший, elder. You should remember the two words for older and younger in pair. So, старший means older. For example, старший брат or старшая сестра. And the word for younger would be младший. Младший брат, младшая сестра.
And what can старшая сестра do to a младший брат?
Well, theoretically, she can испортить отдых.
To ruin the vacation.
Испортить literally means to spoil and can be referred to pretty much everything.
And if you add ся to the end and make this verb reflexive, you can use it to talk about different things, people, even food that was spoilt or has gone bad.
For example, суп испортился.
The soup went bad.
Его характер испортился.
His character has spoiled. Then we have the word which might sound similar to the word целый from the previous lesson.
Right, the word весь. Actually, I would say that весь is just a more colloquial version of целый. For example, let's take the examples from the previous lessons and replace целый with весь. Он весь день дома.
He's been at home all day.
Он съел все яблоко.
He ate the whole apple. But the distinctive meaning of весь is all. Of course, we can replace the word whole with it sometimes, even in English. But there are cases when you can only use весь.
For example, он вернулся весь грязный.
He came back all dirty. Next, we have an interesting word.
Что-то, which means something. A pair word you should remember is кто-то, which means someone.
Basically, you add a small particle то to the words что and кто, what and who.
Right. Next word is случится,
which literally means to happen. The most common phrase you can hear with this word is probably the question, what happened?
Что случилось?
And if you want to say something happened using the words we've just learned, what would you say?
Что-то случилось.
Okay, let's move to the next word.
Рядом.
A simple adverb which means near, close, next to. For example, how would you say, sit next to me?
Садись рядом.
That was an easy one. The next word is even easier, a simple word that means always.
Всегда.
And because Russian word order is quite flexible, you can put it pretty much anywhere in your sentence.
The next phrase needs some extra attention. The phrase «между прочим».
Literally, it means «among other things». It can be translated into English as «besides», «by the way» or «inter alia».
It's used very commonly among Russians, especially in a mentoring or reproaching tone of voice, kind of like «FYI», «между прочим».
I just imagined a mean cheerleader saying exactly that.
Exactly, good analogy. The next word, достаться, is also something we should make a stop on.
Достаться is the reflexive form of the word достать, to reach, to get. It's commonly used when you get something you didn't intend or plan, but just happened to get, in both good and bad sentences, whether this thing was desired or undesired.
Here are some examples. После развода ей достался дом.
After the divorce, she got the house. Divorce processes are unpredictable. She could have gotten more or less.
Мне достался выигрышный билет.
I got a winning lottery ticket. And the last word for today, phrase even.
Просто так.
Literally, it means just like this and means without any particular reason. Let's make a short dialogue as an example.
Зачем ты ему звонила?
Why did you call him?
Просто так, поболтать.
No reason, just a chat.
If it was supposed to be a question of an angry boyfriend, I don't think the answer would satisfy him, though. Okay, the last word is честно.
Means honestly or fair. In our dialogue, we heard kind of a set phrase for that's not fair, which is
так не честно.
In the last lesson, the grammar part was a piece of cake for you. Just a warm-up before the real grammar. And today, we'll start something serious.
But in a very easy way.
We're going to talk about verbs of motion. The verbs of motion are quite confusing for the Russian language learners. Therefore, we'll stop on each of them separately in different lessons.
Today, we will talk about some of the words that correspond to the English to go.
Essentially, there's no word in Russian that is like the English go. Instead, you should always indicate how you're going somewhere, whether you're going in one direction or making a return trip. Take a look at this pair of verbs.
Ехать, ездить.
To go by transport, drive, train, bus, etc. So, both words mean the same thing in English, but there must be some difference between them, right?
Of course, the word ехать is the unidirectional verb. It indicates the one-way motion. The verb ездить is called the multidirectional verb.
Let's go a little deeper into them. When do we use the unidirectional ехать, and where should we put the multidirectional ездить? The unidirectional ехать is used to talk specifically about going in one direction. This form often corresponds to the continuous tenses in English, i.e. when you say I am or we are, indicating the ongoing of a future process. As an example, we can use the sentence from our dialogue.
Когда я еду в лагерь?
When am I going to the camp?
Вика едет с тобой.
Вика is going with you. The multi-directional form of the verb to go, ездить, is used when talking about actions in more than one direction, for example, a return trip. Also, use this form when you're talking in general about going somewhere, or where there is no motion or the number of directions is irrelevant. Again, let's use an example from our dialogue.
Она всегда будет со мной ездить.
Will she always go with me? We're talking about Yegor's sister going with him everywhere, not mentioning any particular directions or purposes. So we can classify it as talking in general. Here's another example.
Мы ездили по городам Европы.
We went around the cities of Europe. Here we're talking about a number of different directions, nothing in particular. And the last example.
В прошлом году мы ездили в Москву.
Last year we went to Moscow. Here a return is implied. We classify it as multi-directional because it implies at least two trips.
Eddie, we explained the difference between ехать and ездить, but we know that in Russian the verb change according to a person. And in the past tense, according to gender and number.
Yes, it's called the conjugation of verbs. Why don't we conjugate these verbs in the present tense, at least?
Okay, let's do it. First, the word ехать.
To go, unidirectional.
Я еду. Ты едешь. Он, она, оно едет. Мы едем. Вы едете. Они едут. Now the word ездить.
To go multidirectional.
Я езжу. Ты ездишь. Он, она, оно ездит. Мы ездим. Вы ездите. Они ездят.
That just about does it for today. Premium members, don't forget to subscribe to the premium feed.
One of our most powerful features to date.
The premium feed gives you the power to easily and effortlessly get all of the content.
Audio files, PDFs, videos, get everything we have.
Everything with just a click of a button, and get it through iTunes.
Not a premium member and want to test it out?
Get the sample feed at RussianPod101.com. Пока.
Пока.
Мама, а когда я еду в лагерь?
15 июля. Вика едет с тобой.
Вика, я еду в лагерь со старшей сестрой. Но она мне испортит весь отдых.
Не испортит. Просто если вдруг что-то случится, она будет рядом.
Она всегда будет с мной ездить. Между прочим, эта поездка мой подарок на день рождения. А ей она досталась просто так? Так нечестно.